Wait a minute, before we go any further.
Which is why this night calls for the love contract.
What's this?
You sign here and here. And initial there for oral.
Oral.
I'm gonna do you too.
Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. So many of you, a couple things to cover real quick before we get into our main story, which is the laws now in Denmark and Germany and Sweden and the UK. All these places are changing their laws so that a woman without any physical appearance of harm having been happened to her, she can say, I did not consent to our romantic liaison. And the guy gets accused of the struggle snuggle or grape. And off to jail he goes. So it's concerning, but we'll get into that in a second. First, I'm going to play some B-roll here real quick. You guys have been asking me over and over again, hey, man, I want to see the bus updates. Here is a bus update. As you can see, I've got lighting, my countertop lighting, which runs off 110 volts in. I've got my fridge, which is almost a full-size fridge. It's about 7.4 cubic feet versus the 11 to 13 of normal. And I've got my ceiling lights in here, which you can see that I'm snapping on now, so you can actually see what I'm doing. And the front end's still a bit of a bus, a mess. Full kitchen sink, that is normal size. Very large cabinet so I can work on my projects. It is epoxy coated, so it's all waterproof and I don't have to worry about waxing it or anything. Like I said, full size sink, a little air dehumidifier there. And I've got foam over the windows for the winter just so I can stay warm. There's me editing the thumbnail that you'll see in this video today with my, I've got an older laptop there that I'll sometime watch movies on while I'm working. A queen size bed because yes, I am single, but I have a dog. And you never know, someday I might actually entertain someone in that bed again. It's been many years. Lastly, here's the bathroom that I've got a compost toilet, so there's no liquid or anything that needs to be dealt with. And this has all been waterproofed very nicely so that I don't have to worry about splashes and other things like that. Again, I put a satin epoxy over the walls, and on the floor I put a high polish resin epoxy that leads over to the drain. So that's kind of where we are. And then here back again, you can see my little tiny fireplace that sits right next to me off to my left, which is why a lot of times I'll start with a sweatshirt and it gets roaring to life and it gets me nice and toasty very quick. You know, women say they like tall men, they like handsome men, they like men that make a lot of money and everything. But you know what you never hear them say? They want a handyman. This was just a shelled out, this was a normal school bus about a year and a half ago now, and I completely stripped it and weatherproofed it and insulated it and the whole nine yards. So now it's a house. The initial bus cost me about $6,000 US in wood and in electronics and other things like that. Now I'm probably close to about $8,000, but that includes, this is all run by solar and a battery bank. I've got about 4 kilowatt hours of energy that I can use per night. And during the day, I've got 1600 watts of solar coming in so I can run all this for free, even pretty much on a cloudy day. So the only time I need all the batteries is for overnight, but it, you know, I've got enough juice to be able to run everything for about, I think I can last overnight, I think, unless I turned on a toaster oven or turned on the hot water heater at 1500 watts for several hours. That wouldn't work very well. So there's the bus update for you. So let me get recording here. There's a couple of stories that I want to talk about here. The first one I want to talk about here is, this is from December 17th, so just 2 days ago. And I didn't do a video last night because I had a problem with my wood stove. I needed to work on that. And I decided to go motorcycle riding because it's been very nice here. So this is from 2 days ago from the New York Times. Denmark toughens their laws against, we'll call it the snuggle struggle, the R-A-P-E. The snuggle struggle, because thanks YouTube for editing every word that comes out of my mouth. And that is to include bedroom fun without consent. Now, They're stating, look, we wanted to do this because what happens if it's a date? What it happens if it's a woman that drinks too much and she really didn't want to? Well, she might not have any physical marks on her that showed that she had been hurt or something like that. So they said, hey, let's move forward with without her giving the okay. We're now going to call it the RAPE, the Snuggle Struggle. Rights groups and survivors welcomed the change, saying it was long overdue in a country that prides itself on equality. Denmark toughened its law on Thursday by criminalizing bedroom fun without explicit consent, a long-awaited victory for assault survivors and human rights groups. In order to bring a charge, the law previously required proof of violence, threat, or evidence that the victim was unable to fend off the harmful attack. But the new legislation broadens the definition. Now it becomes clear that if both parties do not agree, then it is the Snuggle Struggle. Rape Justice Minister Nick Haykerup said after lawmakers unanimously approved the measure, which takes effect on January 1st. Now, you know, from the surface, I think this is the idea is a good idea, and protecting women that have had guys do things to them that they didn't want done, this is a good effect. I think we always want to be able to protect somebody from having harm done to them. But here's the thing. They say in the law that if both parties do not agree, so what if the guy does not agree? What if the guy's had a couple of drinks too many? Because there are stories of this happening. Well, they never seem to follow through on the other end of that. We never hear women getting charged with the same charges. And many say, well, guys can't have that happen to them because guys need to rise to the occasion to have her take advantage. But, you know, it's been said, and I did one of my other videos, I talked about this, where men can get physically awake for the situation, even if emotionally they do not want to. It is a kind of a chemical reaction in the body. And the way I can attest to this to some degree is every morning, healthy men tend to wake up doing the old salute in the morning, even though they may not have anything on their mind that is about having fun in the bedroom or women or anything. Like, they could wake up and have just been dreaming about motorcycle racing or something like that, and they'll still have the old member doing the salute in the morning. So there is a difference here. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if this swings the other way. But here's the big problem with this, is that when you get down to the point where all you have to do is to say, I did not consent, what happens? And this is where I joke about the form. What happens where a guy says, hey, she said she consented and he consented, and then it happened, and then the day after, because either I wasn't good or I didn't call her back, or I was kind of a player and I lied a little bit and said we were going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and then after it happened, it changed my mind. I mean, guys do some of this stuff. What happens then when she gets angry and she says, well, I didn't consent anyway? That's it. You're done. Now, the next step in this, and as you saw in my thumbnail with the please sign here form, is, you know, prenuptial agreements in marriage now are getting thrown out of court by the woman saying, I was under duress and he made pressure on me even after we'd made plans for the wedding and everything. It was a last minute thing, you know, I felt pressure and there were no witnesses. Oh, now a prenuptial agreement's being thrown out. So what happens when she says, yes, and let's say we do have, let's say you have a date and you go, okay, here you go. Here's a little, I need you to sign here. What if she does? And everything goes through. And then again, maybe we're being a little dramatic about this, but look, laws are laws, and we kind of have to be careful about this stuff, because otherwise it can land you in jail for a long time. Let's say you say, okay, here, sign here, and she does. And then when you go to court and you go, ha, yeah, but she signed here. What happens when she said, yes, but I felt like I was going to be harmed if I didn't sign it? I wasn't able to move past him to the door. He had me cornered. And, oh, well, got to believe the woman. Paper. The paper with her signature thrown out. What happens if it's on video? Well, we saw what happened with Johnny, Mr. Depp in and of himself, where he caught misheard on audio, and that was thrown out. So what's happening now is by them cranking down the laws more and more to rightfully kind of look out for women in bad situations, what happens is now women are able to use this against men even when the situation didn't occur. And again, this is too much power to give anybody because a jealous lover, an ex, somebody like that can use this against men. And when men don't have a way, when it gets to the point where it's like, just so you know, ma'am, or lady or girlfriend or whatever, just so you know, I have cameras. These are all cameras. I'm not going to film us doing the deed, but I need you to look into the camera and say, yeah, and I'm going to stand over here. There's the front door. So I'll stand over here so you can run out the front door if you feel uncomfortable. I'll move way away. I need you to look into the camera and tell them that it's okay and that you don't mind and you're looking forward to this or romantic fun. Please just go ahead. When it gets to that point, what woman's going to be like, I don't want to do this. This is stupid. Can we not just be romantic? Because the energy is out of it. The romance is out of it. The passion is out of it. The heat is out of it. Hey, it's because the more that these girl power advocates go to the government and say, hey, we need you to parent us. We need you to look over us. We need you to control what happens in society. And the government says, okay, there is no nuance. It is black and white. Well, unless it comes to looking up for the women. So this is Denmark. Sweden did the same thing back in 2018. And I want to say down, and this was kind of the same thing. They say if the person wants to engage in adult activities with someone who remains inactive or gives ambiguous signals, he or she will therefore have to find out if the other person is willing. So it can't just be, it's like, hey, you want to go back to my place? Sure. And you get back there and you start making out during Netflix and he says, hey, do you want? And you even start to kind of play a little hard to get. And, well, I don't usually do this. We probably shouldn't. Dude, just sit up and put on your shirt or your coat and be like, okay, no problem. I understand. I'm sorry I may have made you uncomfortable. I'm just going to go ahead and leave. Now, the women are going to be like, no, I was just playing a little hard to get or I was teasing. Tough. That time is over. You guys keep ruining this stuff. No means no, you see. So, guys, if you're told a little, and I'll tell you a story that happened to me. I was at a girl's house. It was probably our fourth date. We had a nice dinner. We went over. We were kind of laying in bed, watching a movie or something like that. We started kissing. Things started to proceed. And she said, we probably shouldn't do this. This is only our third date. And I said, are you sure? Like, is that really what you want? She's like, yeah, I think so. And I said, okay, no problem. I understand. And I got up. I put on my shoes, slipped on my jacket. And she's like, wait, where are you going? And I said, look, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, nor do I want to lay here and just lay here like I'm on a log. Like I thought we were going to, you know, make out and have a little bit of fun. I'm just like, I'm not in a good place right now. Like now I feel uncomfortable. So we're just going to make us everything safe and secure and fine. And I don't want to make you uncomfortable. And I bounced. Now, the thing of it up later, she's like, well, I didn't really mean that I wanted you to go. And I'm like, well, you know, I can't. We're told no means no. So that's it. There is no more. You were just resisting a little bit. You were just trying to play hard to get. Nope. It's time to bounce. And guys, the thing is, if these idiot men that don't know about this stuff, and I'm not saying the men that don't know about this are idiots. I'm saying the guys that say, well, I'm going to go for it anyway. If all men collectively said, the moment a woman says, well, probably shouldn't, okay, I'm done and I'm out, and men across the board did that, this kind of stuff would get thrown out. Or the guys that say, you know something? Hey, here's the thing. If you change your mind later, oh, I would never do that. I couldn't do that. I'll never change my... Okay, but if you did, and you say I didn't consent after the fact, I can get in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to need you. I'm going to record you on my phone from over... And you got to do that stuff. And of course, what happens? Well, here's the next screenshot I wanted to take. This is somebody that posted something on... I think it was Twitter. Might have been Reddit, but I think it was Twitter. She says, this is horribly sad, but when he asked my consent and continued to do so during our bedroom fun. But remember, we've been told at any point during the interaction, if a woman says you need to stop, we need to stop immediately. There is no more finishing. There is no more continuing on for 1 second, because then you're doing something against her will. So we've been told at any point. So she says, this is horribly sad, but when he asked my consent and continued to do so during the fun, he says, is this okay? May I touch you here? Does this feel good? How do you feel? Talk to me. Yeah, because all of a sudden it's going to be like, can I kiss you? Is it okay if I put my hand here? Do you mind if I, is this okay? Oh boy, that's hot. Doesn't that get you going, ladies? But this is, you keep pushing it and this is what's going to happen. And when you're well-adjusted, healthy, normal, everyday women say, but I'm not like this. It doesn't matter. The laws now state that we must act like we are, and we must look out for ourselves, and we must protect ourselves. Now, are all men going to do this? No. But if you're in a situation with a girl that it's a first or second date, you haven't scouted her for all her red flags, you're not really sure if this is going to, like, I don't know, man. I'm not really sure. In the past, when I was younger, you just say, hey, do you want to go back to my place? If she said yes, that was kind of key that it was things were going to go down. Now, not necessarily. And then you say, hey, do you want to move this to the bedroom? We'll watch a movie in there, a little Netflix and chill. Yes, but that doesn't mean that it's going to continue onward. And then when you start to undress and things start getting going a little bit, does that mean yes now? Or does that mean, well, I haven't heard her say yes. So now you got to put a pause in the action and say, okay, would you be okay if I take off my clothes and you take off your clothes and we proceed to have intimate relations? Have fun in the bedroom. Is this okay with you? Yes. Great. At any point during this transaction, if you would like to change your mind, please let me know by hollering out the word bacon. From here on, I mean, it's going to get litigious. And they say romance is dead. Yeah, it is dead. And this is what's happening to it. Is that they keep inviting the government into the bedrooms, inviting government into the workplace, inviting government into everything. And when the government gets involved, they're always going to side with the women. Always, always, always. And so men have no choice. It's going to be multiple. And ladies, you keep chasing for those bad boys. You know what? Those bad boys may not play by all these rules, and they may not ask all these questions, and they just may go for it. But you may find out someday that bad boy that you were fooling around with a year ago and you want to see what he's up to and maybe hook up for a couple of times, you may give him a call. He might be in jail because some other girl said, hey, you know what? He used me. I feel used. I'm just going to say he didn't consent. I didn't consent to this, and I'm going to send him off to the big house, and that's the end of him. So smart men, you got to pay attention to this stuff. All right, now let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, so I'm going to have two profiles for today because this one doesn't need much discussion. It says this is a woman, and this one didn't come with her age, but I don't know how old she looks. She's got penciled in eyebrows and a lot of eye makeup, and it simply says, if you're interested in me, I need a 500-word essay on how you will not waste my time. I'm just going to let the photo speak for itself about why you need to write a 500-word essay and how you'll not waste her time. All right, and second one. This one is a 36-year-old. Reading this first sentence made Godzilla fall over and Godzilla died from reading this. And that is a meme for those of you that don't know. Here's the first sentence that made my head fall out, or my brain fall out of my head. Wonder if professional, social, handsome, funny guys do have wish, spend time, and chance to flow on dating sites. I'll do that one more time for you, just because. Wonder if professional, social, handsome, funny guys do have wish, spend time, and chance to flow on dating sites. I'm pretty sure somewhere there's some verbs and adjectives missing from that one, maybe even a noun. She continues on, If that your main job, please don't bother me. So we're not off to a good start here. Maybe English isn't her first language, but the rest of the sentences, they sound like they're in English. I'm not looking for marriage at 36, but who knows what internet relationships can end up with. Definitely looking for someone serious, honest, respectful, handsome. In parentheses, a must. So you must be at least handsome, intelligent, and interesting man who knows how to look after a woman and make her happy, who loves traveling, yachting, golf, quality food, friends, fun, barbecue. She can't really write English, apparently, but you have to be intelligent, handsome, and interesting, and very, very comfortable in providing her with lots of expensive fun time. And what does she bring in return? Well, we don't know, you see, because she doesn't put that in her dating profile. She just puts what she wants. She doesn't put what she offers. No shocker or no surprise there. Big shocker. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check me out over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Got the community over there. Got the forum over there. And it is away from the prying eyes of YouTube. So you can leave your remarks and comments so long as they're, you know, I mean, we still have to like not threaten people and be mean to people. Well, not even being mean to, but we need to keep them within the legal laws. We'll leave it there. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you know, ladies, you keep pushing this stuff. You're going to need consent forms, video consent, at least for normal, intelligent, smart guys. Maybe the bad boys will still hit it and quit it. That is until the women say that they didn't consent and then the guy goes off to the big house. But normal, happy-go-lucky, smart men that learn about this stuff and that maybe have a scare in a relationship or a scare with a woman threatening to do something to him, his change will tune not for a little while. It'll change for all time. And so guys are going to have to be careful about this stuff because if you choose wrong, you choose the wrong woman wrong and you don't get permission and she decides to say something bad about you, it's not a little mistake. You may end up in jail for an extended period of time.